The beginning of Parshas Kisavo deals with two mitzvos. The first is Mikra Bikurim, and the second is Vidui Maaser. And I heard Rabbi Blau from Mar Yeshiva Darshan once pointed out they're both very similar. There are things you say when you do the mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz, but if you read them, they're very different. What's Mikra Bikurim? Mikra Bikurim is broad, grand, historical. Here, you have one little fig, and you're like, well, it goes back to Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all this culminates in us living in Eretz Yisrael. It's the broad sweep of Jewish history, the big picture. You look at Vidui Maaser, and it's exactly the opposite. Right? V'gam nesativ la'levi, la'ger, la'yosav, and I'm all like, I have a checklist. Check, check, check. Did I do this detail right? Did I do that detail right? You know, lo'achalti v'yoni menu, v'lo v'yati menu v'tomei, v'lo nesati menu l'mei, shamarti, v'lo shachachti. Like, every little picayune, small halachic detail, without any context of why are we doing these halachas, what's behind it, what's it all about? No, it's just little halachic details. Why do we have, right next to each other in the Torah, two such different proclamations? So the answer is very pashut, because, you know, sometimes you can make a mistake. There are those Jews who get so caught up in the grand sweep of what we're all about and our mission and history and the Jewish people that, is it so important if you do this halacha right or that halacha right? You know, they say, don't sweat the small stuff. What's important is the grand vision. And what happens to them? They end up never achieving that grand vision, because if they don't follow the rules and the procedures and the small stuff, then if they don't follow the halachas, then they never end up being able to realize the grand vision of Judaism without actually following the rules that get you there. On the other hand, you have people who are so good at, you know, sifkutins and mishnah brurahs and make sure I don't do this wrong, that wrong, but forget, like, why we're doing anything in the first place and what it's all about and what the whole purpose of the whole Torah is in the first place, because they get so lost in just the little details. So the Torah is telling us here that neither of them are right, because you need both aspects for Judaism. If you want to be a Yid, you have to have a grand vision. You have to know what it's all about. You have to know where we're going, what the big picture is. But you also have to realize that the only way to achieve those goals and to realize that vision is not by on your own just thinking about big ideas. Is by following the instruction manual, get step by step that every little halacha, which seems to us to be unimportant and irrelevant and technical, no, that halacha actually, in a divine wisdom that we can't always fathom, is the key to making sure that we really achieve these big goals, that we really achieve what the whole Torah is about, and not accidentally end up going in the wrong direction and achieving the opposite. And therefore, to be a real Jew, you need to be a Mikra Bikurim and Vidur Maaser Yid, and start with that vision, but let that vision inspire you and trickle down and inspire your every Sivkat and Mishnah Berurah, so that we're mekayim the halacha properly, v'lo shachachti, v'lo avarti mitzvosecha, and with that we end up hashkiv meon kachshuk min hashamayim reichzam chay Yisrael bezrat Hashem. If we keep our eyes on the vision and know that we have to implement that through the details of the halachic system and of our practice, then Hashem will, as it says in the parsha, bless us and bring a year of goodness and besoros tovos for us and for Am Yisrael.